Hi, Mini Beanies.
It's the Beanies here.
That means you're with...
Laura.
Mim.
And Michael.
Today we might take a trip around the world.
Learn how to make spaghetti.
Or take a ride on an elephant.
But we know that we'll hear from Professor Know-It-All.
Hello, Beanies. Let's get on with the show.
Yay!
Today we're going to be talking about space.
Space?
Space!
But there is so much to say about space. Where do we start?
Maybe we should tell a story.
I know one. It's a story about a pig who wanted to explore space.
A pig?
Yep, an astronaut pig. And his name is Piggy Stardust.
Mim, pigs can't fly.
Oh, not by themselves. They need help, just like how people use rockets and planes to fly.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Let's start the story. It was Piggy Stardust's dream to be an astronaut. He studied every day and worked very hard to learn everything there is to know about space. To keep in tip-top shape, he had a vigorous routine of Pilates and rolling in mud. He wanted to be an astronaut ever so much.
If I work really hard and go the whole hog, maybe one day I can be an astronaut,
said Piggy.
Then I can meet an alien and we can be best friends. I would be the most popular pig in space.
Because he worked so hard, NASA called him on the phone and asked him to be the first pig in space.
This is a top secret mission to Mars. We will fly you into outer space to find out once and for all if there's milkshakes on Mars. Over.
I can fly so high, I'll fly to the moon. I can fly so high, Venus, Mars and Neptune. I can't wait to find all the stuff that's in space. I can't wait to see all those things face to face. But can I get a milkshake on Mars? But can I get a milkshake on Mars?
Oh my goodness. Milkshakes on Mars? That sounds like a really important mission. I'll start packing right away.
Piggy Stardust gathered all his favourite things that he knew he would need in outer space.
Toothbrush. Check. Pyjamas. Check. Hairbrush. Check. iPhone charger. Check. Socks. Check. Check.
Piggy Stardust, don't you think you'll need some food?
Oh, of course. How could I forget? I need my strength for my top secret mission.
Piggy packed a loaf of bread, some peanut butter, 10 apples, 40 tubs of yogurt, 100 Mars bars.
That's very appropriate.
700 grapes, 1 million ice cream cones, and 1 Brussels sprout.
That's a balanced diet.
Piggy Stardust's bag was very heavy. Lucky he'd done all that Pilates training. He dragged it all the way to the rocket. He dragged it up the hill and down the hill. He could see the rocket in the distance.
Breathe, breathe, nearly there.
But then he heard the rocket warming up.
Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on.
Oh no!
Check ignition and put your helmet on.
I'm late. Don't go without me, please.
Piggy tried to drag his bag as fast as he could, but it was too heavy. He'd packed too much food.
10, 9, 8.
Piggy dropped his bag and ran as fast as his hooves would carry him.
7, 6, 5.
Stop!
Piggy Stardust ran up the stairs and banged on the door of the rocket.
Let me in.
The door swung open and Piggy Stardust leapt inside.
1. Blast off!
I always thought, somehow, I can get a milkshake. Always thought, after all, it's called the Milky Way. Jupiter looks like I could get a cheesecake. Saturn's rings, I thought, looked like sherbet anyway. But can I get a milkshake on Mars? but can I get a milkshake on Mars?
Piggy was floating in space. He could see all the planets drifting by. Piggy had studied the planets, so he knew all the names.
Mercury, Mars, Earth, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
Just as he was admiring the planets, Piggy's tummy made a noise.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
But you dropped your bag, remember? There's no food on the rocket.
Oh no, I'm going to have to go to Mars on an empty stomach.
The rocket touched down on Mars, and Piggy hopped out of the door.
Wow, Mars is cold and dusty and empty. I'll never find a milkshake here.
Just then, two green eyes peered out from behind a rock.
Maybe I'll fly to another galaxy. Meet all the nice aliens and have a cheese toastie. I'll show them how to cook their eggs in my special way. And they'll show me how to dance like them and how to play their games. But can I get a milkshake on Mars? But can I get a milkshake on Mars?
Hi, my name is Piggy Stardust, and I'm on a top secret mission to find a milkshake on Mars. Do you have any?
Milkshake.
They couldn't understand each other. Piggy Stardust didn't speak alien, and the aliens didn't speak pig Latin. So everyone just stared at each other. But then, Piggy's tummy rumbled very loudly. The aliens disappeared and returned with their favourite foods, ice cream and milk and chocolate topping.
You have everything here to make a milkshake.
Milkshake?
Let me show you. Do you have a spoon?
Spoon?
Thanks.
So Piggy Stardust mixed up a milkshake for everyone.
Milkshake.
It was delicious. So it turned out there were milkshakes on Mars. The aliens just didn't know how to make them. Piggy Stardust and the aliens became best friends, and Piggy was the most popular pig in space.
The end.
See, I told you pigs can fly.
But only astronaut pigs. That was really cool learning about all the planets in space. Can we say them again to make sure we don't forget?
Sure. The first one was Mercury, then,
Let's say it all together so we remember better.
Say the planets after us, mini beanies.
Mercury, Mars, Earth, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
But there's so much to learn about space apart from the planets. What about other solar systems? Galaxies and stars.
Solar systems, galaxies, stars. Oh my! Mim, are you making up words again?
No. Well, maybe I should get some help explaining more about space. Let's ask Professor Know-It-All.
Professor Know-It-All, tell us about space.
Well, how to start? Space is big. Really big. And really old. Looking up into the night sky, we see stars, which are suns just like our sun. Our universe, which is everything, is so big it would take a super quick jet fighter plane over a million years just to reach the closest star.
Wow.
In the whole universe, there are galaxies. Ours is called the Milky Way because, as far as we know, it's got the most milk. Inside these galaxies are solar systems. A solar system has a hot sun and planets spinning around that sun. When the planets spin around and around and around the sun, this is called being in orbit.
In orbit? That sounds icky.
Oh no, not inside orbit. But in orbit is how the planets move, like we run and jump and walk.
Oh.
Can you say that word with me? Orbit.
Orbit.
Once more. Orbit.
Orbit.
Good. Our solar system has 8 planets. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Earth, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Pluto is called a dwarf planet. Some planets, like Mars, have hard, rocky surfaces. Other planets, like Jupiter, are called gas giants, on account of them being made of gas and being giant.
Wow, Professor! Space sounds fascinating.
It really is, Laura. We can learn so much about space. And some of the smartest men and women work tirelessly to find out more.
Thanks, Professor Know-It-All.
See, I told you I wasn't just making up words.
Yeah, I guess. What was the word Professor Know-It-All taught us?
Orbit. That's right. Orbit. And when planets spin around a big sun...
they are in orbit.
Yeah. Hey, let's say that word all together.
Orbit.
Let's sing the Piggy Stardust song again.
Okay.
I can fly so high, I'll fly to the moon. I can fly so high, Venus, Mars and Neptune. I can't wait to find all the stuff that's in space. I can't wait to see all those things face to face. But can I get a milkshake on Mars? But can I get a milkshake on Mars? I always thought somehow I can get a milkshake. Always thought, after all, it's called the Milky Way. Jupiter looks like I could get a cheesecake. Saturn's rings, I thought, looked like sherbet anyway. But can I get a milkshake on Mars? But can I get a milkshake on Mars? Maybe I'll fly to another galaxy, meet all the nice aliens and have a cheese toasty. I'll show them how to cook their eggs in my special way, and they'll show me how to dance like them and how to play their games. But can I get a milkshake on Mars? But can I get a milkshake on Mars?
Oh, yeah! It was great! Woo! Sing it again!
If you insist.
I can fly so high, I'll fly to the moon. I can fly so high, Venus, Mars and Neptune. I can't wait to find all the stuff that's in space. I can't wait to see all those things face to face. But can I get a milkshake on Mars? But can I get a milkshake on Mars? I always thought somehow I can get a milkshake. Always thought, after all, it's called the Milky Way. Jupiter looks like I could get a cheesecake. Saturn's rings, I thought, looked like sherbet anyway. But can I get a milkshake on Mars? But can I get a milkshake on Mars? Maybe I'll fly to another galaxy, meet all the nice aliens and have a cheese toasty. I'll show them how to cook their eggs in my special way, and they'll show me how to dance like them and how to play their games. But can I get a milkshake? milkshake on Mars. But can I get a milkshake on Mars?
Thanks for listening, Mini Beanies. Maybe next time you look up at the stars, you could try and remember all the planets' names.
Or you could imagine you're in a rocket on an adventure to the moon.
Yeah, just like Piggy Stardust. See you next time, Mini Beanies.
Bye, Mini Beanies.
And remember, you need rain to have a rainbow.
You need night to see the twinkling star.
And you can learn something new every day if you remember to listen.
A big Beanies goodbye from us.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
The Beanies' beautiful tunes were written by The Beanies and the magnificent James Court. Ha, ha, ha.